What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big league debut tonight at Citi Field. Mets are home all weekend. 4 o'clock game tomorrow. Love a 4 o'clock Saturday game. You still get a little bit of a morning afternoon to enjoy, and then you get your Saturday night as well. And then Sunday at 1:40, Yanks in Chicago all weekend. And so, and we're a weekend away from football. We're 6 days away from Cowboys Eagles. Eagles are going to absolutely annihilate Dallas. More on that, Micah Parsons, in just a second. But how about this? The caricature versus caricature debate has taken over the show. The correct way to pronounce the word is caricature. And finally, we've got some support on the phones last segment. We've now got somebody that went to Columbia that is weighing in. I got an email. Hello, Pat. Your insistence on your incorrect pronunciation of the word caricature is most amusing. I am a professional musician with an MA in music theory from Columbia University. The word caricature is used in music and literature as well as in the visual arts. The correct pronunciation is definitely with the accent on the first syllable, not the second. You would do well to look the word up in a reputable source, not just Google. In any case, you are dead wrong, and your adamant defense of your incorrect pronunciation is beginning to sound rather foolish. Fortunately, you do not work for a radio station where the correct use of language is of primary importance.
Just take the L on this.
Caricature.
Well, look, they let idiots into Ivy League schools every day, so I don't know what to tell you.
Hey-o!
Somehow, people get into schools that they shouldn't be there, so. That's all right. I'm on the hill. I'm on the hill, baby. All right, speaking of Micah Parsons, so massive trade yesterday. Stunning. I never would have thought we would have gotten here. We see this every year in the NFL with one or two players. I mean, we saw it with Trey Hendrickson, the star pass rusher for the Bengals, who's led the NFL in sacks the last 2 years. We saw it with Terry McLaurin of the Commanders, also in the Giants division. And we saw it with Micah Parsons. Every year, you get a star player, doesn't get the contract extension they're looking for, request the trade, and then, what, 99% of the time? 99.9% of the time? They end up getting the contract extension. They end up getting the deal. Trey Hendrickson requested a trade, got a contract extension done. Well, he got a raise this year. I'm actually surprised how poorly he came out on that. He basically just gets a $15 million raise this year and then is going to be a free agent at the end of next season, which maybe is what he wants. Maybe he's done with Cincinnati. He's going to play this last year and then try to get a big bag from somewhere else, but Terry McLaurin got the $32 million a year. Micah Parsons requested a trade. And Jerry Jones, clown ass, traded him. Pulled the trigger on it. Goes to the Packers. Cowboys get back 2 first-round picks and Kenny Clark, who is a good run-stopping nose tackle. He is a good player. He is nowhere close to the level of Micah Parsons. Nowhere close. Nowhere close. Kenny Clark had a really good year 2 years ago. He had 7.5 sacks. Last year, he had one sack. And again, for a nose tackle, not the most important thing. You want to be a good, you know, run-stopping tackle. That's the most important thing. Think about like guys like Vita Vea. But Kenny Clark is a three-time Pro Bowler, and he's a good player. But this is just another moronic trade. This is another disastrous trade out of the city of Dallas. 6 months after they traded Luka Doncic, now Jerry Jones does this. And Jerry Jones, for a lot of people that think that he is maybe considering selling the team, yeah, I agree. They just got valuated at over, what was it, $12 billion by Forbes? Jerry Jones is 82. Maybe he doesn't want to spread that wealth amongst the rest of the generation of Jones, of Joneses. Maybe he wants to cash in while he's still alive. And so, yeah, I can honestly see Jerry Jones selling the Cowboys and not having to commit multiple years of $40 plus million of salary to Micah Parsons would be a way to go. But I want to talk about, and it's a stunning trade, and I've said in weeks on my own national show, which you can hear on the Infinity Sports Network Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern. You can hear it on the Odyssey app if you're, you know, here in New York City. My prediction was that the Packers win the Super Bowl this year, and that was weeks ago. I can't really explain it other than what I've seen so far throughout his career, but I think Jordan Love is going to be amazing. I think he's going to win the MVP this year, and I think the Packers win the Super Bowl. I could be dead wrong. We'll find out. But I was saying that weeks ago. Now, that looks pretty damn good. Looks pretty damn good now that you got Micah Parsons, who right away the Cowboys just so asininely. Maybe I might be wrong on that piece of English there. I don't know if asininely is a word. But in an asinine fashion, the Cowboys trade Micah Parsons and then try to put you in the spin zone, try to put Cowboys fans in the spin zone. Oh, well, we actually think this makes our team better now because we couldn't stop the run. And yeah, getting after the quarterback's one thing, but we need to be able to stop the run, and we couldn't do that. So we think Kenny makes our defense much, much better now. Yeah, sure. Right? You just got rid of one of the top five pass rushers in football. And yes, you got
back. I am a Monkey Balls fan.
Yeah, and you got back two first-round draft picks. That's just like basically how Nico Harrison, that moron, tried to justify trading Luka Doncic, a top-five player in the NBA, by giving those same types of reasons. So the Cowboys are going to regret this. I think this is going to be Saquon levels of regret, right? John Mara, the clip. I don't know how I'm going to sleep at night when Saquon goes to the Eagles, and then he does, and basically, you know, carries him to a Super Bowl. I think this is what's going to happen with Micah Parsons. I think he's going to have 20 sacks this year. He's going to set the world on fire, which, by the way, you pay the quarterback and you pay the pass rusher. And then even to a third, you know, lesser extent, you pay the receiver. Those are the three most important positions in football. Quarterback, obviously, one. Pass rusher, two. And that's why the top guys are getting $40 million plus a year. Micah gets 4 years for $188 million. So that's $47 million per year. Astounding. And the Cowboys get Kenny Clark, good run-stopping tackle, and they get two first-round draft picks. The Packers are now a legit Super Bowl contender, even if I thought they were before that. Micah Parsons has the sixth most sacks in NFL history through his first four seasons. Only last year did he ever finally miss a game because of an injury, and he only missed four games. So this is the Cowboys are morons. We know Jerry Jones has been killing the Cowboys for years, and this feels like the death blow. This feels like the Thanos, whatever you call it. I didn't watch those Marvel movies, but Thanos, you know, whatever he did. That's Jerry Jones basically just killed the Cowboys with this latest move of trading Micah Parsons. But now to talk about how it affects the New York Giants. The obvious thing is that the Cowboys are now much worse on defense because it's not just Micah Parsons getting to the quarterback, the double-digit sacks every year, the multiple forced fumbles, the havoc that he wreaks on an opposing team's offense. It's the indirect effect of what Micah Parsons does. Even when he doesn't get to the quarterback, he creates pressure. And when you create pressure, you create erratic throws. And that allows your secondary to pick off on those erratic throws. And that's why you had all the pick sixes from Deron Bland. That's why you had all the interceptions a couple years ago from Trayvon Diggs. It's because of your pass rush threat that Micah Parsons was the face of. And so that's gone. And so this Cowboys defense is just going to be an absolute joke. They are going to be a laughing stock this year, and the Giants are going to have a legit chance to compete for third in the NFC East. Now, yay, third place. We're not last. Okay, I got it, right? Next year, 2026 is playoff expectations for Big Blue. But what I want to kind of spin this in a negative way, if I may, I'm kind of upbeat about the Giants season. We'll do over-under win total predictions in the final hour, but I don't think the Giants are going to be as bad as they have been in years past. I think the pass rush is going to be lethal. I really like the secondary. I think bringing in Holland from the Dolphins to play safety, I think that's going to be a great move. You know, now you're talking about year two with Tyler Newbin at the other spot at safety, Drew Phillips in the slot. Javon Holland coming over from Miami, who's the top safety, free safety on the market. I think the secondary, now we'll see what the hell Tay Banks looks like. Hopefully he can actually, you know, finish off plays and not be a total bust. But obviously still have question marks about Tay Banks. But that secondary is coming together. The pass rush has the potential to be lethal with Sexy Dexie, Burns, Kayvon, and now Abdul Carter. Who I think he's going to stick with 51, right? Even after all the cuts, I don't think he's going to change his number. I think he's sticking with 51. Splitting the difference between Phil Simms and Lawrence Taylor. But for me, this season, what the main headline of this Giants season, because they're not going to make the playoffs, they're not a playoff team. The main thing that you're looking forward to is Jackson Dart. When is Jackson Dart getting on the field? And for me, somebody that watched Jackson Dart absolutely dominate the preseason, and whether you want to say, oh, it was against backups, there's whatever. Who cares? He looked phenomenal. He's NFL ready, knows what to do with the football, makes clear, concise decisions. Want him to slide, right? I remember fumbling the football in the last preseason game, taking an unnecessary hit, but knows how to run the football, runs with power, has good vision, made good decisions, knows how to operate an offense. I mean, a couple of bombs that he threw. If Jalen Hyatt actually had a pair of hands attached to his arm, you know, you would have had even better preseason numbers for Jackson Dart. I want Jackson Dart on the field as quickly as possible. And so I kind of want the Giants season to get off at least to a slow start, a brutal start, where you're maybe looking at an 0-4 record. And with Micah Parsons on the Cowboys, that was much more possible than it is now. And I really do think that Brian Daboll is in love with Jackson Dart, and the first chance he gets where it's like, all right, Brian Daboll's, is he on the hot seat? Is he not on the hot seat? Probably should have got fired last year along with Joe Shane, but John Mara kept him around. So now you have to have some kind of patience, right? Developing Jackson Dart and building towards the future. But if the Giants start off 0-4 and they get their doors blown off by the Chiefs and the Chargers, that to me, week 5 at the Saints felt like a good spot to get Jackson Dart in there. And now, honestly, I'm a little bit bummed out because now without Micah Parsons, I think the Giants absolutely have a shot to beat the Cowboys week 2. And if they beat the Cowboys in week 2, and at worst you're 1-3, and Russell Wilson is just...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Just giving you enough to not, you know, be like, all right, we have to go to Dart. We're 0-4. The offense can't score. Like, if you're 1-3, you beat the Cowboys. Russell Wilson is just playing well enough to keep his job. Well, then that pushes the clock back on Jackson Dart. And to me, I don't want that. I don't want that. Priority number one for me for this New York Giants season is getting Jackson Dart on the field as quickly as possible. I think he's the real deal. I think he's the future of this team. I think with Jackson Dart under center in 2026, you're talking about the Giants making the playoffs with not certainty, but with a lot of confidence. With a lot of confidence. And for me, that would then, you know, a prerequisite for that is Jackson Dart starting at least 8 games this year. In a perfect world for me, it's Jackson Dart starting 13 games, taking over in week 5 against the Saints and playing the rest of the season. And honestly, now, like, that was one of the things I was thinking of last night. I'm like, wow, hey, Giants probably going to beat the Cowboys now week 2. I know you might be saying, well, Pat, really, does one player make that much of a difference? Yeah. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Because now you don't have him going, you know, trying to bull rush Andrew Thomas. Now Andrew Thomas is going to deal with somebody else and the rest of that offensive line. You don't have to worry about, all right, how are we going to double team Micah Parsons? What are we going to have to worry about Russell Wilson getting strip sacked or making a stupid decision? And because Micah Parsons blows up a play, that could be the difference in a game between the Giants and the Cowboys. Now without that, the rest of this Cowboys defense is going to be so pathetic. And yeah, Giants have had a lot of trouble stopping Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb and that Cowboys offense when healthy. But now, to me, that Giants-Cowboys game, week 2, that's a toss-up. To me, that game is a toss-up. And I think the spread has actually moved. It's 4.5 now. I don't care. Giants have a legit shot to beat the Cowboys in week 2. And if they do that, I worry that Jackson Dart then doesn't get on the field maybe till week 9, maybe week 10, because it buys Russell Wilson and it buys Brian Daboll just a little bit more wiggle room. If you're not 0-4... If you're 1-3, and maybe they steal a win against the Chargers at home. I honestly don't put it out of the realm of possibilities that they give the Commanders the game all the way down to the final 2 minutes, because it's week 1 in the NFL and anything can freaking happen. Point is, as long as you're not 0-4, I honestly don't think, I think Brian Daboll is going to say, no, we'll keep riding with Russ a little bit longer. The season hasn't gotten off the rails right from the start. We don't need to go to Jackson Dart. And then at that point, you know, there's not really a good spot to play him. You know, you don't want to put him in there against the Eagles. You don't want to put him in there against Denver. I'm kind of bummed out, honestly, that Micah Parsons got traded, because even though it makes the Giants chances to compete in the NFC East a little bit better, and you're looking at maybe finishing third, not being the laughingstock of the division anymore, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys are becoming that. I want Jackson Dart in as soon as possible. Now I feel like that's going to get delayed. 888-808-1019. NFL Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's get back to the phones here. A lot of Yankees and Mets fans wanting to weigh in from our talks in the first 2 hours. Let's get to Flavio in Hawthorne, New Jersey. Flavio, what's up?
Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Good. Flavio, you know I'm a big tennis fan, and the U.S. Open is going on right now. You know there's an Italian player, Flavio Caboli, that's still in the tournament?
Yes, I do.
How about?
And he's got my cheers.
All right. There you go. You got a couple of Italians. He's going up against another Italian tomorrow, Musetti. So I don't know, for all of us Italian-Americans, who to root for in that one. But I know that that's the big pressing matter. What's going on? What did you want to say about Volpe?
Well, before I get to Volpe, I just want to say, doing a great job filling in for Evan and Tiki. But when you said caricature, I thought I was having a stroke.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was having a stroke when I heard Paulie and Rami and everybody else, a lot of other people saying caricature, because that's
the Stunat of the week.
How do you pronounce an A, caricature? Come on, I went to art school, so we did this. We did caricatures, not caricatures.
That's really what's making me upset here, Flavio. You, the guy from Columbia who's got an MA, I studied it, so I know how it's pronounced. Or I did this. I did caricatures, so I know how to pronounce them. That doesn't make you an expert on the English language.
No, it makes me an expert on caricatures. Hey, so about Volpe, you know, I was looking it up while I was on hold. Volpe has a better batting average on the road than he does at home. He has more home runs at home. But I think over the next few games, if he starts to hit, you know, he's 24 years old. My daughter just turned 25, and she's an actor. And if she got the boos from 47,000 people in the audience, I don't know. I think she changed careers. She'd become a radio host. But I think what I'd like to see these fans do, for all the Yankee fans that are listening, all the Yankee fans that are going to go to the next home series, you know what? Don't boom. Stand up. Give them a round of applause. Make them feel welcome.
Haven't we done this, Flavio? Didn't we go through this?
Yeah, but what good is booing? There's nobody to replace him anyway. What good is booing the guy?
What good is booing at all? I've never been one to say to fans, oh, don't boo. Like, that's your right. You pay hundreds of dollars to go out and see a game. These guys are getting paid millions of dollars. They're not performing. You have every right as a fan to voice your displeasure. And
the Phillies did this thing, right?
Do we really want to be taking pages out of the Phillies book? They did this whole thing with Trey Turner.
Yeah, that's silly.
Yeah, well, Flavio, I appreciate the call, man. And I think, and look, I mean, at least what it sounds like on TV, and when I did the post game last week when they played the Red Sox, and when I did the post game when they played the Cubs a month ago, Volpe gets cheers. And then he strikes out three times in a row, and then he gets booed. But I think the fan base has tried to encourage him. But, you know, when you go through a 1-for-37 streak, man, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? And even then, I am looking at his splits. Yes, his batting average on the road is .220. His batting average at home, .193. I mean, we're kind of splitting hairs here. That's, you know, he's garbage at home, and he's slightly less garbage on the road. And the OPN, yes, he does have double the amount of home runs at home. So the OPS is barely a difference. But I'm sure he probably, yeah, I mean, I don't think you're wrong in saying that he feels more pressure at home because he's got the home fan base booing him. I mean, they have been giving it to him. Yankee fans, you guys have been giving it merciless with the booing. Merciless. Maybe he needs to talk to Giancarlo Stanton. He needs to seek advice from Stanton. Hey, how do you deal with this, man? We were at the spot where Stanton on opening day was getting booed. It's a guy that has heard more boos in his life than most Yankee players. And you know what? He's dealt with it. And he's turned into, a Yankees legend. So maybe Volpe should seek the advice of Giancarlo Stanton rather than kind of saying, well, maybe we should just be nice and we should just cheer for him instead. We should give him a standing ovation. I'm not totally against it. You want to do that? Fine. Just good luck getting 45,000 Yankee fans to do that. Especially the folks in the bleacher. All they care about is the roll call. Back to your phone calls in just a moment. But something I brought up earlier and failed to pay off the tees. Want to make sure I get to it because I think it's an interesting conversation. You know, Volpe right now dominating the conversation around the Yankees. And obviously, Yanks trying to make their push for the postseason, see if they could catch the Blue Jays in the AL East. That's going to be going up for the next month. And I don't want to, and we'll see how October goes. But no matter how the Yankees do, if let's say they go all the way and win the World Series this year. Let's say they get knocked out in the wild card round. Either way, it's a pretty interesting predicament that Brian Cashman's going to be faced with come November, December, into the offseason. And that is what to do with the outfield. Specifically, two guys that are hitting the cover off the ball lately. One is not going to cost you a lot. One would probably cost you a pretty significant sum. And that is the debate between Trent Grisham and Cody Bellinger. And I think the Yankees are going to have to pick between one or the other this offseason. And don't get me wrong, I would love to have Cody Bellinger on this team locked up with a long-term extension, but I can already see the Yankees and Brian Cashman deciding that Cody Bellinger is not worth the nine-figure contract, and instead, they'll go with the cheaper option and go with Trent Grisham. And I want to hear what you guys have to think. 888-808-1019. You know, again, when it comes to Bellinger, remember his contract situation. He signed the Pete Alonso-esque contract where it was 3 years with the Cubs for $80 million, and it's got opt-outs after every single season. It's got opt-outs after every single season. And so he opted out last year and re-signed that contract for 3 years, $80 million, and then the Yankees traded for him. So now, Bellinger declined the player option. But either way, he's got an opt-out after this season. And there's a pretty good shot he's going to exercise it. And Cody Bellinger, who has now kind of shown that these last two seasons, he's rebounded. The last three seasons, honestly. He's rebounded from a couple of just miserable, brutal campaigns where it looked like, you know, again, how much longer is this guy going to have a career? Remember, he was one of the best players in baseball in 2019, dominating with the Dodgers. Then in 2021, he hit 165. Followed that up with hitting 210. Then he went to the Cubs, revived his career. Now with the Yankees, he's got an 847 OPS, 26 home runs, 81 ribbies, and he's hitting the cover off the ball. The last seven games, Bellinger's hitting 480. I mean, he is demolishing baseballs right now. So most likely, Cody Bellinger is going to opt out of his contract, and he's going to look for a big, long-term extension that is well worth over $100 million. And so the Yankees are going to have to decide, do we want to keep Cody Bellinger around in pinstripes? Of course you want to. But at the expense of adding on to this payroll, where I know that Yankee fans listening right now are probably saying, well, you're the freaking New York Yankees. You should be paying Cody Bellinger, and we shouldn't be trying to cheap our way out of things when we've got a guy that is having his best season in, 6 years? A left-handed stick, the way that plays in Yankee Stadium. Guy can play all positions in the outfield, and hell, he's played first base a couple of times this year as well. That's versatile. But can't you also see the Yankees saying, ooh, well, Trent Grisham, we think he's really undervalued. And Trent Grisham is hitting, he's got an 830 OPS. He's got 27 home runs this year. He's got a gold glove caliber glove out in center field. Trent Grisham, who's making $5 million bucks this year and has never had any kind of exorbitant contract. I mean, he's been getting basically arbitration money every single year when he was with the Padres and now with the Yanks. He's going to be a free agent in the offseason as well. And you might say, well, why can't they keep both? Well, you want Jason Dominguez to play every day in the outfield, don't you? Aaron Judge has to play somewhere, doesn't he?
You could trade Jason Dominguez for a shortstop.
You could trade Jason Dominguez for a shortstop. That's thinking outside the box there, Rami. And then you could sign Trent Grisham. You could sign Cody Bellinger. One plays left. The other plays center. Judge plays right. Big G is your DH. And there you go. But for all intents and purposes, it is probably one stays and one goes. And my guess is that it'll end up being Trent Grisham. And Cody Bellinger will walk in free agency. Scott Boras, who's his agent, of course, will come up with some other fakakta term for the type of player that he is. And he'll say that Cody Bellinger wants $150 to $30 million plus a year. And that look what he's done the last couple of seasons. And I just don't think that Brian Cashman and the Yankees are going to want to lock up all those amount of years to Bellinger, who is now on the other side of 30. So both guys free agents in the offseason. Judge has to play every day in the outfield. Dominguez should be playing every day in the outfield. I don't want to trade Dominguez. I think his upside, I think his age, I think his future, I think his potential is through the roof. I think the Martian is going to end up being a staple in pinstripes for the next 15 years, so I hope they keep him. Rami's idea, maybe trade him for a shortstop. So that's left field and that's right field covered. Who's playing center? Is it Bellinger or is it Grisham? I don't think you're going to be able to keep both. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Trent Grisham on the open market and free agency, maybe he only commands $10 million a year. And maybe that is something that the Yankees can say, well, let's keep both. I just find it unlikely. I find it unlikely, and I find the more likely scenario that Bellinger signs a big deal with some other team and the Yankees sign Trent Grisham to a 3 or a 4 year deal for $10 million a year or $15 million a year. Because Trent Grisham is also earning that. He's earning that. With the power numbers he's putting up, he's going to have 35 home runs. He's going to have 65 RBIs. A 250 average with an 830 OPS. That's right around or above major league average. And he plays a pretty damn good center field. And he's a lefty. And he's only 28. Feels like Trent Grisham's here for the future. Feels like Bellinger's going to go in the offseason. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Pat Boylan for Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Let's go to Marty's in Elmsford. Marty, you're next up. What's up?
Hey, Pat. Good show.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Listen, I think the happiest guy in town is the third baseman, Ryan McMahon, because his batting average is just about where Volpe is. He's done nothing offensively since he's been here.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about putting in one of the new guys, Caballero or the other guy, for a few innings and then bring him in as a late inning replacement for defense? Because he's literally giving us nothing from
Marty, that's a good proposition there. I appreciate the call. I mean, you got Rosario as well on the bench. You've got Caballero. I mean, if it's a lefty on the mound, I think it's no question. I think it's no question Amed Rosario should be starting at third base. I mean, it's a guy that could play left side of the infield. He's played 27 games at third. He's actually primarily played third base because the Yankees never sit Volpe. But Rosario against lefties this year, he's been awesome. He's got an 849 OPS. To me, we're at the point as well. Look, you wanted to give Ryan McMahon some time, right? You traded for him. You brought him in. New scenery, new environment. You want to get him adjusted to it. But, again, your left side of the infield is they're both barely over the Mendoza line. And so something's got to give, man. Something's got to give. I think at this point it's got to be a guarantee. Lefty on the mound, Rosario at third. McMahon, who's a lefty, see you later. Take a seat on the bench. And then at shortstop, yeah. I mean, they've already started to give Caballero a little bit more time at short, and I'm hoping that continues. Whoa, that was a loud reminder there. I hope that continues.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I hope Caballero continues to get time at short. Now, again, I mean, he hasn't really hit the ball either. But, you know, again, with Volpe, it's one thing if it's just the defense, if it's just the offense, but he ain't giving you defense. He's committing errors every single day. The base running's been terrible. And so it makes it that much. All right, well, you got one guy who's hitting 230 on the season, and he hasn't really hit the ball much at all of late. And you got another guy that's hitting 201, and he's making mistakes in all three facets of the game. Caballero Rosario, left side of the Yankees infield. Who would have thought that that would have been the better option? Who would have thought we'd be here just a couple of weeks ago or at the beginning of the season? But, I mean, we're running out of time. We are running out of time. Now, Yankees still kind of fortunate that they didn't totally collapse in that swoon and give up that last spot in the wild card. But there's three games separating you and the Royals. That can evaporate like this. Especially because after this weekend where you get to beat up on the White Sox, it gets real again for the Yankees. Houston, Toronto, Detroit, Red Sox. Four playoff teams. All those mistakes, all the flaws that Anthony Volpe and Ryan McMahon have showed since they got here, those will be magnified when you actually play good teams. Let's go to Matt, who's in Long Beach, next up on the Fan. Matty, what's going on?
What's up, guys? I hate to interrupt this sports show talking about sports, but let's get back to something that's really important.
Go ahead.
So look, I've dug my heels in my life in a lot of arguments, and I've recognized that deciding you're right and being right aren't necessarily the same thing. And caricature is just insane.
How is it insane? There are, it's putting the emphasis on the second syllable versus the first. It is a totally viable thing.
I'm not going to give you some big, long, flowery email, or I didn't go to Columbia, but I've been on Earth for a while and I've never heard anyone say caricature before.
Doesn't it, look, Matt, whether it's the right pronunciation or not, doesn't it sound better than caricature?
I mean, if I lived in Europe, maybe, but I live in New York. You know who says caricature? Probably Jerry Jones probably says that.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, Jerry Jones may be a moron, but at least, you know, with the Texas accent, you know, at least he sounds cool when he speaks.
Yeah, he sounds like somebody that has just been a bane of my existence most of my life.
Yeah. Are you a Cowboys fan, Matt?
It sounds like I am, right? Yeah, no. No, I happen to be a Giants fan, and I think they're going to be better than people think this year.
Yeah, I mean, we should be jumping for joy with how inept that Jerry Jones and the Cowboys front office is. Matt, I appreciate the call. And even when, you know, years where they went 3 years in a row making the playoffs, you know, they have continued to self-destruct here. They have continued to self-destruct with the decisions that they have made as a franchise over the last couple of years. I never thought they should have fired Mike McCarthy. I thought that was a massive mistake. I think Mike McCarthy is one of the more underrated coaches in football, and now they're going with a first-year coach in Brian Schottenheimer, and you've had an absolute circus unfold over the last couple of weeks where you did the same thing you did last year. You took CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott down to the wire, and then you paid Dak $60 million a year. I thought they were going to do the same thing with Micah Parsons. Oh, and instead, they trade him. And it's the Giants' gain. It's obviously the Cowboys' loss. And now the Packers are going to win the Super Bowl, and it's going to be instant levels of regret. Let's go to Mike, who's in Brooklyn, next up on the Fan. Mike, what's going on, bro?
Hey, is this Patty the Gilf?
That is absolutely correct. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, brother? How you been?
Now, all Mike's good? Got the best memory on the Fan as any of the callers, because he will recall when I hosted, I think it was last year on Afternoon Drive, when I did the first Afternoon Drive fill-in.
Like Thanksgiving, I think. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was on Thanksgiving, and the Cowboys rolled out Dolly Parton to sing We Are the Champions. Maybe that was 2 years ago. And they rolled out Dolly Parton to sing We Are the Champions. And I say, hey, you know what? Dolly looks good. She looks good. And so you've called me Patty the Gilf ever since.
Listen, you, Rami, and Triple V, definitely not the B squad, definitely the 1A squad. Love all you guys. You guys are all doing a fantastic job.
Thanks,
man. So let's get into it. Number one, the as far as the Mets, listen, I would definitely take Bueller. I said, and Rami calls me, he calls me Mike the Tank. But I'm not Mike the Tank. I'm realistic. You know what the problem with this team is? The pitching stinks. Mm-hmm. The bullpen is not great. And once you have, even at the beginning, Al asked me at the beginning of the year, he goes, okay, 22 games over 500. I said, and as Rami, I said 86 wins and they just missed the playoffs. And look, it's probably going to come to fruition. It's going to be very close. The problem is when you have pitchers that pitch four innings, right, and then the bullpen comes in every single day, yeah, for a month or so, it's great until it's not. Same thing with the pitching lab and all this other garbage. I can't stand it. I would take Bueller now just because we need arms in for this team. Tong, okay, but I heard callers yesterday. Tong hasn't even pitched yet, right? And Everybody's saying, okay, who are going to be our three guys if we get – make the playoffs.
Yeah, we're already slotting him into the October postseason rotation before he's even thrown a pitch.
Has a pitch one game. Even McLean. I hope he's great, but you know what happens to all these pitchers. What happens? Number one, they get the book on him, and
Mike, with McLean, it's legit. I mean, the guy has made three starts, and you've heard everybody and their mother, you know, Kruk on the Phillies broadcast. His stuff is absurd. His stuff is so freaking good, man. There is, like, I've heard Mets fans saying he might be the next DeGrom, like, literally, like, going out of control with the prediction. I don't blame him. I don't blame him because he has looked absolutely untouchable through his first three starts. Now, again, but with Tom, guy hasn't thrown a pitch yet.
No, but I agree. Even with McLean, though, right? They'll get the book on him. And, you know, let's see how he makes the changes. But I hope so. But I'm more of a guy with these rookies. Like, give him a year and a half. If they're good a year and a half, 2 years, then I'll be like, okay, they're legit. You know how many one-hit wonders? Look at Vientos even last year, right? Yeah, now he's hitting great. The over-under for his home runs was like 32 or 34, something like that. I'm like, come on, he's not even close to that. But listen, Patty B, are you taking the girl down for some pork roll, egg, and cheese tomorrow? Down to the shore or what?
No, because we're gonna go U.S. Open tonight. I'm gonna call her a Lyft, get into the city, and we're gonna leave right after the show is done, and then we're going back tomorrow for most of the afternoon. So, no, she's gonna get. Right. I'm gonna get Pat LaFrieda's steak sandwich tonight. She's gonna get probably a lobster roll, and then you know I'll probably shell out another $250 tomorrow for food and drinks.
Nice. Well, listen, Patty Gilf, all the best to you. Hope you guys have a great Labor Day weekend. To Rami, Triple V. And everybody, okay?
All right, Enjoy Mike, we love you, man. Maybe bring some donuts at a you know, not ungodly hours next time so I can actually take part in it.
What do you mean? You're here 2 to 6.
Yeah, that's right. Well, keep them away from me. You know, I've lost 16 pounds this summer, Rami. I'm trying to keep it off. And Mike
brought fruit, too.
Mike and Brooke, well, yeah, okay. He brought, yeah, that's like.
I asked for the fruit. That was my suggestion.
Yeah, sure. Okay, here's diabetes on one plate, and here's, here's some fruit to soften the blow on the other. I don't need that in my life.
I did have both.
Yeah, exactly. And you made yourself probably feel better. You're like, I had three donuts, but at least I had some fruit.
Well, I mean, I told him to bring fruit instead of donuts. Didn't ask him to bring both. But I didn't ask him to bring anything.
The whole point was he was going to bring the donuts, right?
Yes, he wanted to bring donuts.
Okay. Well, we appreciate Mike and Brooklyn for bringing those donuts. All right. And Mike and Brooklyn almost spoiled the Cinco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.